Body language. Teaching, training or lecturing in front of different age groups is a challenge at the best of times. We hear stories in the media of secondary school students making life unbearable for teachers by teasing them. Often, this is because their physical presence, persona and body language are giving the wrong messages. I remember back to my school and university days and have strong memories of some teachers and lecturers that had unusual mannerisms, posture, or a complete lack of presence. In those lessons or lectures, I remembered little of the content, I'm afraid. This is an area that could be uncomfortable to you. It is always a challenge to look at yourself objectively and to realise that you are having an impact on the outcome of a training or class learning session. If you start looking around you at colleagues, friends and acquaintances, everyone has their own mannerisms and someone is always going to find these amusing or annoying, as with how we speak. We have to accept this and not let us be affected by this. However, our body language has a profound effect on our ability to communicate with a team, class, or lecture theatre. Not only does it affect our voices, but also the non-verbal messages we transmit to others is really important. You are going to need to stand in front of a full-length mirror for this exercise. We are going to discover where we keep tension in our bodies, the effect this has on our posture, and potentially what non-verbal signals we are sending out to other people. Some of these tensions will feel uncomfortable or unnatural to you. Please do not force your body in any way. We don't want any injuries. Once you are aware of where you keep tension in your body, this will be the first stage of altering your posture and body language. Locking your knees. You will need to straighten your knees by putting more weight onto your heels. Observe how your body and posture alter when you do this. What does it feel like? Do you feel tension in other parts of your body? Do you feel relaxed and in control? What do you look like in the mirror? Consider the non-verbal messages you are sending to other people. When I do this exercise, I feel tension going up the back of my legs, up my spine, and I feel tense in my chest. I don't feel relaxed, and there is tension in my voice, making it sound quite strange. In addition to this, my body language is quite closed. Now correct yourself. Relax by putting more weight onto the balls of your feet. Allow your knees to relax and bend. If necessary, imagine you're skiing and gently bouncing up and down on bended knees. Remember how much more relaxed this is. Raised shoulders. There are so many people that do this, myself included. Raise your shoulders. Feel what this is like. Focus on where the tension is and what an impact this has on your breathing, energy levels, and also on your voice. I feel very tight around my neck and upper chest and find it quite difficult to speak. What do you look like in the mirror? Do you look as though you have a command over a class? How has my voice changed when I raise my shoulders? Correct yourself by moving your shoulder blades down your back. Remember how much more relaxed this feels. Neck. This is slightly uncomfortable. Tense up your neck. Move around as if you have a stiff neck. Are you able to see as much going on? Is it easy to speak? How do you appear in the mirror? Do you know people that move around like this? What is the image they give? Hear how my voice alters when I do this. I'm now tense. Correct yourself. How does this feel? Remember how much more relaxed this feels. Jaw. Clench your jaw and try to speak. I have now clenched my jaw. Is this easy or challenging? How does your facial appearance change? Are you able to see as much? What is the image you give? Are you able to hear how my voice altered when I did that? Correct yourself by relaxing your jaw. Feel the difference and remember the feeling. Face. Frown or clench up your face. Feel how uncomfortable it is. Are you able to see as widely? Do you feel you have communication with other people as easily? Correct yourself. Relax your face. See how much more you can see around you and how easy it is to communicate with others. See how your face is much warmer to other people. Upper arms. Tense them up. They're very uncomfortable. When I do this, I feel as though my whole chest is restricted and my breathing is impaired. I look ridiculous in the mirror, and I'm sure my pupils would laugh at me. Correct yourself by relaxing your arms and shoulders. Shake them about. See how different you appear. How much more comfortable you are. How your voice alters. Hips, lower back. Move around as though you have very stiff hips. It's hard work and all of your energy is going into trying to move whilst being impeded. What is your body language in the mirror? I'm sure you look strange to an average student, and no doubt they will be teasing you behind your back. Correct yourself. Free up your lower back and hips. Do some hula hoop movements. It feels so much easier with your breathing. And generally you feel less restricted. Presence. We are also able to alter our presence in a room by subtle changes in the way we are balanced on our feet. This is an exercise to assist you in understanding how our bodies help or hinder us in creating communication flows between our audience and ourselves. The mouse. Lean back, being careful to avoid falling over. Put the weight onto your heels. Feel how uncomfortable it is. Try to talk to yourself in the mirror. It is difficult, isn't it? When I do this, I'm using all of my energy to prevent myself falling over backwards. In the mirror, I look really awkward and somebody that doesn't want to be spoken to. There are people that stand leaning backwards. They don't give out any energy, and the non-verbal messages they are saying are, "Don't listen to me. I don't want to be here." The wolf. This is the opposite animal. Lean forward, putting more weight onto the balls of your feet. Look at yourself in the mirror. Do you invite others to speak to you, or are you directing communication just from yourself? How does it feel? I feel as though I'm aggressive and have no communication coming back from others. There is a famous photograph of Hillary Clinton leaning forward and pointing at her audience. This image perfectly portrays the wolf. Aggressive stance, listen to me, but I'm not listening to you because I'm right and you have no opinion. Just watch yourself with this posture. And if necessary, soften it because you want to have communication flowing both ways. The Diva Devo. This is the ideal posture and presence. It is open, confident, grounded and professional without being aggressive or shy. Visualize your feet being two triangles with your big toe, little toe, and heel of each foot being a corner of the triangle. Redistribute the weight on your feet so that they are equally distributed over each corner. Feel your shoulders drop, your knees soften. Feel your head rise and your breathing become easier. Sense the way you are able to see everything around you easily, and you are able to take questions and comments from listeners with ease, whilst being able to speak clearly and confidently. This is the best posture to have. You are more approachable, and people will respond positively to you. Exercise. Repeat this section a number of times so that you are developing your body's self-awareness. Body language and presence are such powerful tools in the teaching, training, and lecturing sector. Your students react to positive body language and presence, and your job is so much easier if you have it working in your favour.